Hi, this is Mary from Family First. Am I speaking with Miss Glory Davis?
Yes, Mary, this is me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm here. I'm fighting with my insurance about certain medications that I'm on that they're not covering. So I spent the greater part of today disputing stuff, and my hand is, I got real bad carpal tunnel, so I can't write letters like they want. So I tried to do it verbally, but if my doctor says I need something, who are they to say I don't? Just because they don't cover it, I don't get it. They keep taking different things that I need.
Right. Okay. Well, that's pretty frustrating, I imagine.
It's very frustrating because I need the patches for my back.
Mm-hmm.
I take my medication as prescribed. The patches help.
Yeah, I've heard of those patches.
And I don't want to just keep putting that cream. Breaks my skin out. It's just like my daughter said, you know, she put the patches on my back and the cream on my knee, and now we had to do it in reverse because I have no patches left, none. And I can't afford to keep buying them over the counter. They're too much money.
Okay, well, and I don't think there's, like, I don't think they're giving you any solutions.
No, they gave me a suggestion of what to buy over the counter.
Yeah. It's really hard, I imagine.
Yeah. The only thing they didn't get, I'm like, well, I can't afford that.
Right.
Those are like $25. I would have to buy like that every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's eating into my bill money. I can't afford it.
Right. And I mean, like, that's why we have insurance.
Right. So. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. What am I going to do?
Okay, well, maybe your doctor could prescribe you something else, maybe.
Yeah, I'm scheduled to see him in 2 weeks, so he'll let me know.
Okay. All right. Well, Miss Loris, Miss Davis, yes, Jim wanted to check in with you as usual, how I do it every month. Just to confirm that Anita is doing a good job. She's taking good care of you.
Anita is the best. I don't want to offend my other daughters, but she's a good age. She's a good daughter. She spent. She didn't leave here till like almost 3 a.m. to braid my hair, because it's easier to braid my hair than, you know, me do it every day. Plus, I can't lift my right arm to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So she braids it for me, and I appreciate that so much.
Okay.
Yesterday was hair washing day and braiding day, and she made my lunch for me, prepped it for the day. She said she was going to get me a hoagie. I hope she brings me one tonight. I hope so.
All right. Good to know that. Ma'am, you haven't been to the emergency room in the last few weeks?
No. Thank God, no.
Okay, great. Good to know. And your address is also still the same, right? 874
yes.
Costa Street.
Last time I checked, I can't afford to get out of here, and I'm still here.
All right. Well, yeah, that was everything that I wanted to confirm. So if everything else is okay, hope you have a great day, okay?
You too, Mary. Nice talking to you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.